Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechet Midos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Mishnehei, and today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezachet Fan Yuziv Gagon, Bikarov Mamish. And we discussed the Mizbech, Echad Avri Mizbech, Vechad Avri Mizbech, whether we're talking about the stones used for the Kevesh for the ramp or for the Mizbech itself, Mimbekas Beis Kerem, they come from the area of Beis Kerem, which is outside Yerushalayim, they had great stones over there, Vechayfin Lamatame Abasula, they dig underneath Basula, which is untouched soil, that's the only place the stones are allowed to come from, and Mivim Misham Avan Shleimois, whole stones have to be brought from there, they can't be chipped or broken. They have to be whole stones. Not only that, it also has to be shaloi hunaf alein barzel, then no iron touch them. Literally, hunaf means waved or raised over them, meaning no iron implements were allowed to be used to take out these stones. Why is that? Shabarzel paisel benegiyo, because iron pasels, even if it just simply touches the mizbeach, and also ubegima bechol dover, that's proper gersetz from the Rav, if something nicks one of the stones and chips it, even if it's not iron, it's something else, that pasels the stone. Therefore, nifgum achas mehen, if one of the stones became pogom, it got nicked or chipped, hipsula, that one is possible, the mizbeach is not able to be used, and has to be taken out of the mizbeach, but with kulin kshers, all the other ones are kosher. Now furthermore, umalabanin oisan pamayim b'shana, twice a year, fresh plaster was placed all around the mizbeach to keep it nice and fresh, achas b'pesach, achas b'chag, once before Pesach, once before Sukkot, and v'heichol, regarding the outside of the heichol, pam achas b'pesach, that was freshly plastered once a year before Pesach. Now Rabbi Omer, he further clarifies, kol erev Shabbos, malabanin oisan ma'apamnei adamim, every erev Shabbos, they would whiten, meaning they would wipe the mizbeach with a cloth because of the blood that was sprinkled on it, and that was also another way of keeping it nice and fresh and clean. Now going back to the plastering of the mizbeach, loy hayusadin oisab chafes shel barzel, they would not use a chafes, which is translated as a trowel. In Eretz Yisrael, we would call that a shpachtel. That's a tool that you use when you plaster something. So an iron one was not used, shama yigav yifsal, because it might just simply touch one of the stones as it's going to postle it, and therefore a wooden one was used. Now here we clarify, why is barzel not allowed to even touch the stones? Shabarzel never lakatsri Adam, because iron was created, meaning when it was created, it could be used to shorten the life of a person, namely when it's made into weapons. But v'amizbech never laharach yom shel adam. The mizbech was created to lengthen the life of a person, namely a person might be chayv misa of sorts because of an aver that he did, but he brings a carbon and that brings about a kapara, and therefore ein abedin shunaf hamakatzer al amarech. It's not proper that the makatzer, that which shortens, is able to be lifted on, meaning is able to touch that which lengthens. We want to mention, hey, we continue discussing the layout of the azara. Towards the north of the Mizbeach, which means again, when a person walks into the Azara, he would turn towards the right, that's the north side. So to the north of the Mizbeach, there were rings set into the floor. Shisha Sedarim Shal Arba Arba, six rows of four rings each. And Vyesharim, some say, Arba Shal Shisha Shisha, it was four rows of six rings each. Now, what were these rings used for? Shalim Shechtin Sakachim, they would shecht kachim with them. When shechting an animal, they want to be able to hold it down. So these rings were in the floor. Part of them was able to be lifted up. The animal's neck was placed inside, and then the ring was closed, holding it in place, and that's where kachim were shechted. Remember, this is in the north of the Azara, and there's many, many korbanos that are shechted there, hence why there's rings in that area. Now, further describing the Azara, there was also Beis HaMitmachayim towards the north of the Mizbeach. Now, modern-day Hebrew, a mitbach is a kitchen, and this area was very similar to a kitchen. What was it? In this area, there were eight short pillars, there were blocks of cedar wood on the top of these pillars, and there were iron hooks set into these wood blocks that were on the pillars. Each one of them had three rows, meaning there was three wooden blocks. The bottom one was narrow, the upper one was wider, and the top one was the widest. What were they for? That's where they would hang the animals from. That helped them begin the skinning process. And furthermore, they would skin them from here, also using marble tables that were in between the pillars. These tables helped hold the animal up and also kept them cool, because marble stays cool. That's what the marble tables were for. That's the base of Beit Mechaim area of the Azara. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the mission of Vav and Zion, continue to discuss the Azara. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.